Brad Davison joins us on the program. Brad, Winks is in foal.
Yes, that's the news, wasn't it? Yesterday, morning, Dave. Morning to everyone as well. That was the news going around yesterday, of course, that Winks is in foal. I think it took three attempts and in foal to I'm Invincible, of course. And, looking forward to learning more about it as the days go on. I think it's due sort of mid-October next year, so that's the plan at this stage. But whether it's a filly or a colt, we'll have to wait and see. But I think we're expecting an announcement on Monday. That was what the report said there out of the Australian yesterday, is that the owners will sort of make that announcement on Monday on social media. But that was the news yesterday.
Corey Brown's had a bit of a setback with his back.
Yeah, he has. After that horror fall, he's had spinal cord complications, unfortunately. So the news out of yesterday was that Corey might be off for another year, but at this stage, definitely not considering retirement. So he's still very eager to get back in the saddle. But unfortunately for Corey, he might be another 12 months away, which is really disappointing news. Obviously, one of the most popular jockeys in Sydney, and he's been a Group 1 winning rider for a number of years. So we wish Corey all the best. Bad news there with those spinal cord complications. But look, hopefully it's not going to be a year. But that looks like the prognosis at this stage.
Hope he still gets his statue at Wingham. That's what they're pushing through the council up there, the statue. I think John, who is a regular caller, he's well and truly in support of that one as well. Big parade. You tipped it to the listeners yesterday. Ended up being pretty short, but quite impressive though, Brad.
Yeah, won by a couple of lengths. Pretty much eased down at the end. Looks a promising type for the Claire Cunningham yard. And we might hear a fair bit more about Claire in the coming months. Claire's created a fair bit of noise since joining the training ranks a few years ago, and she's building up quite a nice little stable. Big Parade, obviously, one of those. Look forward to see what he can do for the rest of the preparation after they could win at Gosford yesterday. But a couple of other nice horses to look out for from the Claire Cunningham yard in the coming months as well. Like Cradle Mountain, he's only a couple of weeks off a trial. We know at his best, Cradle Mountain's a very promising sprinter. He's had a few issues in the past. I think he did that hamstring injury at Scone. But he's got a pretty good record right throughout. I mean, he's on the 6 from 15 overall, 250,000 in prize money already. And the last time we saw him back in August, he was third behind Girl Tuesday. So probably hasn't been at his best for a prep or two, but looking forward to seeing him back and seeing what he can do this summer. And the other horse to keep an eye out for is this horse called Medic, who is a unraced horse at the moment. It's the sister of Esther Jarb, of course, the Golden Slipper winner. So yeah. She won a trial a couple of months back. She was put out to just give a bit more time to mature and grow. And she's about 2 months off debuting, the word is from the stable. So Claire's got plenty of firepower for the coming months, and looking forward to seeing how those three horses go in particular.
Now, I've got homework for you as well, Brad, like we gave to Adam Pengilly. We just need something for tomorrow at Mudgee. So cast your eye over anything, any race in particular, and see if you can come up with something for us tomorrow.
Mudgee, no worries. I'll do my best.